So why do I say we had a sales page with 0% conversion? Because not one ticket out of 100 bought in less than 3 weeks was bought at the sales page. Not one. Almost all of the tickets were bought through text messages and private Facebook messages sent to people. It got so big that at one point, people started messaging us directly asking to buy. That was the psychological win behind how we did this.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you fighting entrepreneurs? It's your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with yet another episode. Man, I am so charged today because it is, you're listening to this the day after we just finished up WebinarCon and you are in for a treat. We're going to talk psychology today. We're going to talk conversion. The title of today's episode is so awesome, I had to write it down and read it. It's how we sold $4,000 tickets to millionaires with a 0% conversion sales page. I'm going to show you all the psychology behind this. Oh man, was it awesome. So this event, we had people flying from all over the world. Yes, even during this current state of the coronavirus, I think we got ahead of it because all these events are being canceled. I'm going to tell you the whole story of how we did it. We sold over 100 millionaires into this event. Ticket prices that were anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000, sponsorships, all of it, with literally a sales page that had a flat out 0% conversion. And this is the biggest lesson you're going to learn in conversion. All right, so before I get started, a little public announcement. Guess what? Boom! My new book is coming out right now. It's literally coming out on March 19th, and it's a free download and a free audio file. There's nothing to buy, no shipping and handling. There's no physical copy. You get to download it, and you get the audio copy for free. Here's the steps. I want you to go to learn.com/5steps, the number 5 with steps. The URL is also in the description below if you're watching on YouTube, okay? learn.com/5steps, the number 5, STEPS, okay? What you're going to do is you're going to register for an amazing free workshop. The book, by the way, for those of you listening and not watching, is called The Silent Salesman, How He Sold $250 Million Using This 5-Step Copywriting Formula. I am going to really unveil to you the number one skill that you need, and I'm doing an amazing free workshop. At the end of the workshop, everyone who's there gets this book. And you know what? On this workshop, I promise you one thing. I'm not selling you something for hundreds and hundreds of dollars. This is a completely different thing. I'm doing it. I'm kicking off a 21-day challenge. It's going to be powerful, and everyone's going to, I promise you, I will turn you into a better copywriter than 80% of the copywriters out there in 21 days. That's a challenge, okay? So, learn.com/5steps. The book will be yours on March 19th when you show up for the workshop. It's going to be really, really fun. So, today's a little bit of a story time. So, crowd around and let's tell stories. Tomorrow, I'm going to have another. So, this week, I'm going to do an episode Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. All right? So, you're going to have two more episodes because I'm going to tell you all of what happened and how we did this event and just how powerful it's been. We have 100 people that are the top marketers. Most of them are multi-millionaires. These are marketers from all over the world. We had Australia, Malaysia, Canada, many from Europe, I think even a couple from South America, fly in from all over the world to be here in Rockville, Maryland at the Learn Center. And what's amazing is how we put it all together in a matter of less than, we didn't start actually selling tickets to this till like 6 weeks ago. We were sold out in about three and a half weeks. 3.5 weeks, we sold out 100 tickets, maxed out this entire place, and the average cost of the ticket was $4,000. And we did it with a sales page that didn't convert because what do I teach in copywriting and conversion, right? This is the month of conversion. We're going to talk a lot about conversion because it's the number one most important skill every entrepreneur needs. And what I teach in conversion is it's all about psychology. Too many people that are learning copywriting in a bubble, and they're focusing on silly things like power words and trigger words and blah, 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 all this stuff, right? Because people think direct marketing. First of all, you know what I say. Direct marketing is basically dead. It's now interactive marketing, okay? Interactive marketing is where we are now. This is where the world is. You heard it here first. It'll be on my tombstone when I die. I was joking with my wife. I say, you know, great husband, great father, founder of interactive marketing. What is interactive marketing? See, direct marketing is a one-way communication chat. It's literally, this is what we used to do 20, 30 years ago. You get infomercials, one-way communication. Billboards, one-way communication. sales letters mailed to you directly in the mail, one-way communication. Not today. Today, we're in a world of interaction and interactive marketing. You know, when you engage with a Facebook ad or a Google ad, you're giving feedback to the network and to the marketer. You are talking, you're engaging. And that interaction is actually modifying your reality as an advertisee and also the reality of the advertiser. Okay, so what am I talking about? I don't think in the day and where we live today, you can have the worst words. What you have to have is the right interaction. What you have to have is the right psychology. So let's talk about our event webinar con. And I want to give a shout out to my two partners on this, by the way, because by no means was this even nearly all me. This was we with two true team effort. And I work with two amazing people, Ron Douglas and Andy Hussong, who are both my partners on this event. We killed it. And Ron has something that he calls a FOMO formula, which was the psychology behind this. I did not ask for his permission to talk about it. So I want to make sure everyone gets full credit. It's Ron Douglas's term, FOMO formula. And that was the psychological win behind how we did this. So why do I say we had a sales page with 0% conversion? Because not one ticket out of 100 bought in less than 3 weeks was bought at the sales page. Not one. Almost all of the tickets were bought through text messages and private Facebook messages sent to people. It got so big that at one point, people started messaging us directly asking to buy. So this proves to you that sales pages, words, headlines, they're important. But what's more important behind the scenes is your offer, your psychology, your positioning. And we had that down perfect. We ran an event called WebinarCon. This was for people that run webinars, webinar conference. There is no event like it. So that was first and foremost. Do you know how many marketers there are right now that make millions using webinars? I'm one of them and I love them. And by the way, we're going to be teaching you a lot about webinars in the coming months and months. I will have a full-blown incubator about this. But where do they come and where do they go to get webinar-specific training? Every event in the marketing world, we have social media, we have a blog event, we have a podcasting event, we have ad buying events, we even have conversion events. You have copywriting events. What about webinar? So when Ron first came to me with this idea, I thought, man, this is brilliant. It was Ron's idea. I thought, this is brilliant. This community doesn't have a place to connect. And they're hungry for it. So right there, the first piece of the psychology of conversion is hunger. As my friend Les Brown would say, you got to be hungry, right? I can't even do it like him. He would say, you got to be hungry. So your market is hungry. What are they hungry for? Look, if I'm starving for pizza, you don't have to sell me pizza. You just have to put it in front of me and I'll take it. I don't care what your headline is. I don't care what the words are that you use to position it. So first of all, right off the top, we had an amazing offer. Now, the psychology behind something like selling high-priced tickets to a community-driven event that is only weeks away to millionaires who are business owners who are very, very busy and on tight schedules with families and flying in from all over the world. Can you imagine? I don't know what even made us think about doing it. I'm actually pretty surprised we even did it with such a tight deadline, but we did. So the way this worked is we started reaching out to people and saying, hey, this would literally be our headline. How would you like to come to an event and leave with at least 5 to 10 deals to promote with other webinar hosts? How would you like to come hang out with other webinar hosts who make millions of dollars? Where do I always talk about copywriting? And this is something we'll talk about in our 21-day challenge. And again, when you register at learn.com/5steps for that workshop I'm doing on March 19th, and then you get this amazing book on the 19th for free. What I'm going to talk about is that a copywriter's main job is to inspire questions and retain attention. I talked about that before too. I put it in a video. And so when I get you to answer a question, I've interacted with you, interactive marketing. So when I say, hey, would you be interested in coming to a mastermind with a bunch of webinar deal makers and leave with a bunch of deals? I'm asking you a yes or no question. And you know what? 99% of the people I message that to would respond with a yes, I would be interested. I want you to understand the psychology behind what just happened. They have now asked me to talk to them. They have asked me to pitch them. You hold that, right? You know, you got that. So first of all, they've given me permission. So something inside of interactive marketing that we talk a lot about is permission-based marketing. So they've given me permission. And now I would simply say, so this is literally how the story started. Actually, let me just go back and tell you the story. You can replicate this, man. If you have a community, you can replicate this. You could be sitting on hundreds of thousands of dollars with just this podcast interview. So when we first came out with the idea, before we had even decided to do the idea, I sat down and I made a list. This was step one. I made a list of everybody that I would want to invite to this event. I had a list of 125 people. I worked on that. It took me about an hour and a half. You know when I did it? I was on a flight to the Dominican Republic to go to attend a wedding. I was on a flight, nothing better to do. So I was just going through my Rolodex. I was looking through my cell phone, just flipping. I would hit a name. I'd write it down. Okay, that was step one. Step two, I typed out a little message that was not long. One of the biggest things about interactive marketing and copywriting, you write a big long thing, no one's going to read it. I wrote a really short thing and it just said, hey, I'm thinking about doing a webinar-driven mastermind. Top guys only. Would you be interested? That's it. All right. And by the time we landed, we had like an hour drive to our resort. Guess what I started doing on my cell phone? I'm in a different country, but I have my cell phone has network. I started copying and pasting that message to people. I was texting it to people. I was emailing it to some people. I was Facebook messaging it to some people. I was Skyping it to some people based on how I've ever communicated with them in the past. Now, if you're thinking, like, I don't know 125 people that I would sell a high ticket event to, that's fine. Then it's not the right offer for you right now, but you're going to still learn a lot from the psychology. That's what I want you to learn. So psychology trick number one was I created intrigue. This is my pre-tease. Almost everybody would respond. Almost everybody. Because it's a yes or no answer. Like almost everyone, like 99% of people, yes, I'd be interested. I had like three people that are like, I don't do webinars anymore. No, I'm good. All right. Marked them off my list. I don't have to waste my time, right? But I had like 97%, 98% were like, yes, I'd be interested. This is my response to them. You ready? I said, great. I don't know the details yet. I'll know them soon. I'll let you know. Thanks, man. And that was the truth. I wasn't like manipulating or lying or anything. That was the truth. That's what I did. But you know what I've done now is I've got the juices going. I got them thinking. I didn't turn around right away when their defense mechanisms are up and start pitching them. I genuinely said, cool. And I was actually doing market research. I wanted to make sure it wasn't like 80% said, no, I'm not interested. I don't waste my time. I did a little bit of a little market research, but I kind of knew everyone would say yes. Now I've got officially people said yes. I was on my same spreadsheet that I had written all the names down. I would mark down yes, no, yes, maybe yes, yes, yes. I had my notes, right? I take notes. So now I take this information back to my partners, Ron and Andy, and I said, guys, I think we're really onto something. I got like 120 yeses. I think it's time to put it together. Our goal was to get maybe 30, 40 people in the room, maybe 50 at tops. I thought, well, if I got 120 saying yes, I think we can get 30, 40, 50 easily, right? And now we put our stuff together and I did not reach back out to these people for almost 10, 12 days because we took time. We wanted to get the sales page up. We wanted to get stuff up. Here's the crazy part. So Ron Douglas wrote the sales page. It was an awesome sales page. So credit to him. And we wanted to make sure that our members were exclusive. So we said, what is the right price to pay for this event? And this is the truthful price. Actually, our webinar con 2 will be at this price. And that was $5,000. Because when you come into every single person that came to this event I've talked to has left with a minimum of about $200,000 to $300,000 in deals. Minimum. So $5,000, we knew that was going to happen. So $5,000 was an absolute joke. But this is our first one and we wanted people to feel special and we wanted to make sure we gave people a deal and we wanted to make sure that we just had a killer first event, full room so that we could set up a multi-million dollar brand moving forward in the future. So we decided that for the first about 40 or 50 seats, we would sell the tickets at $3,000. The sales page said $5,000, but we'd let our friends know that we truly want to charge $5,000, and that's what we're going to eventually. But for this time, because you're early adopters, we'd give you $2,000 off. So I want you to notice all the psychology wrapped up in that. First of all, we've established value at $5,000 very clearly. That's the only thing the sales page did. Not one person bought at the full price because it was an invite-only event, and we would work it out with them individually. But they knew that the offering was worth $5,000 right off the bat. And it's believable. When you see the offer, it's believable. The sales page was good. It had to be, right? People read it. Now, the other thing we needed is, in Ron's words, we needed to create FOMO. Because we knew we're going after very busy, very successful people, they are going to show up at the event if and only if they feel that the rest of the people at the event, they need to be around. So the main purpose of the sales page that we set up was to create FOMO. If, by the way, if you don't know what FOMO is, fear of missing out. So we started listing the pictures of all the people that are coming. We started putting all their pictures and names there so we could show the social proof. This is another reason why we needed the early tickets to be discounted so we could create that wave. So we sat there and we put this whole thing together. We put the page together and we started messaging people on the side. Friends and family, like not friends and family, friends that we knew we could talk to. So before we even had a sales page, our first like 7-8 tickets didn't even have a page to look at because we can't launch a sales page with like no images of no one coming on there. So these were people we just said, hey, so now I go back to it. So we go back to that list, right? Now we have a sales page, but we're not ready to launch it. I go back to these people and I say, hey, we have the details. I want to let you know it's limited. Love to get you involved. Are you still interested? Notice how I said, are you still interested? Because I got to get them to interact with me again. I want a short, easy yes or no answer. Got to bring them in. So yeah, my friends are probably listening right now who I sold. And they're like, damn it, I know what he was doing. But I was trying to engage them. I don't want to write this. Here you go. Here's how you pay me. Here's the dollars. La, 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 long thing. It's so big. Got to bring them back into conversations. I said, are you still interested? Are you still interested? Yes, Anik, I am. Great. Here's what's going to happen. Can we get on a quick call? Do you want me to send it to you here? Do you want me to send you an audio message? Again, a very simple decision. Do you want me to call you? Do you want me to text you? Or do you want me to send you an audio note? You see how I'm micro committing them into the process. These are all things, by the way, that I'm going to go over in this book, The Silent Salesman. I'm telling you, I am the king of micro commitments. It's how I've made it. It's how I've sold $250 million worth of stuff. $250 million and $250 million worth of products have been sold. If you want this book, I'm giving away on my live workshop. That's free for everybody, where I'm going to blow your minds with the number one skill, copywriting. I'm going to teach it on March 19th. Go now to learnlurn.com/5steps. And also, by the way, I'm going to issue a challenge on the 19th, a 21-day challenge where I will turn you into a better copywriter than 80% of the copywriters in 21 days. So notice the micro commitment, right? And then they, I would say, which one? They'd send me whichever one. Let's say they said audio note. This is what my audio note sounded like. I'll repeat it to you right now. Say, hey, John. So notice that specific. Yeah, I made personal audio notes. I'm selling a $3,000, $4,000 ticket. I'm going to make a personal audio note. Took like 30 seconds. All right. Hey, John. Yeah, this is Anik. Man, I'm super excited. We've got a bunch of people that are getting ready to commit. This is going to be the first of its kind. Listen, this is not a seminar. This is not a mastermind like the ones you go to. This is a deal-making event. I promise you, you come to this event, we're going to make sure you leave with at least 7 to 8 deals, probably worth about $100,000, if not $200,000 to you, and some killer, killer, killer training, tactical, high level. You have to be a player to come. No newbies are coming. This is a implementation and deal making event only. Listen, well, we have to charge for it, but it's $5,000 right now, and you'll be able to see it on the sales page in a few days. But for our friends who move fast, like our first 30, 40 seats, it's just $3,000, man. I'll give you $2,000 off. This just helps us cover our costs, make sure it's a killer event. Let me know. So we have this big, long sales page. I can summarize it in that little voice audio note. That's it. Why? Because I know my audience. Listen, psychology, know the positioning of your pitch. These are people who know me. I don't need to say, hey, my name is Anik Singhal. I was once, no, I don't need to tell a story. I don't need to talk about me. They know me. So I know my audience. They know me. Okay, skip introduction. I already did it. I did the introduction during the pre-tease when I got them to say yes and tell me audio note. My introduction's done. My story gets skipped because I just, well, no, I gave the story. I said, hey, we've been thinking about doing an event. It's going to be only for webinar people. You know, so I give them background. Content, don't need it. They know me. I don't need credibility in their eyes. These people know my credibility. Transition, don't really need it because these are players. These are business owners. I don't need to tell them why I'm charging them, but I did. Still, I don't need it, but I did a little bit, right? Hey, we have to charge because we want to make sure we cover our costs. We want to be able to run a killer event. We want everyone to be equally committed. I love you. I know we're friends, but it's just $3,000, man. And the pitch. Let me know if you're interested. I've got a bunch of people joining. That's it. This audio note that I did the same audio note in text message, in Skype, emails. I sent like the same messaging in different places and we started getting ticket sales. Phone was very effective. Anyone who talked to me on the phone was like, boom, I'd get them on the spot. Once we had about 10 people, we published the page. And now my messaging changed. I literally, my messaging to them would be like, hey, we're doing this event. It's going to be killer. Players only deal making event. Very different than the other stuff. Not really a mastermind. I'll tell you what, read this page, but don't buy on this page. Message me when you're interested. I got a discount for you. Why did I do that? Again, interaction. The more opportunities I get for them to respond to me answer me, engage with me. Remember, I always say the longer a copywriter retains someone's attention, the higher they will convert. It's a byproduct of retaining attention. So I do this and we started, Ron, myself, Andy, was just ticket sales. But it's still a hustle. We have to work it. We're like messaging. And some people are like, I don't know. I got to check with my wife. Got to check with my schedule, blah, blah, blah. That means that, by the way, all of those things just mean they're not seeing the value yet. But as we start to stack on the images of the people that are coming, we did. Ron had this idea that was freaking amazing. And this is where sales just took off. Talk about mastering the psychology of a sale without ever having to really focus on copy or salesy words or anything, just the psychology. Ron said, look, if we know that people are coming to this event simply based on who else all is coming, why don't we start to post little graphic images of the people that are coming to the event on Facebook and put our URL in there? So we would put a little graphic of, like, for example, Onyx Singhal coming to WebinarCon, www.webinar.com, with a little picture of me, post it up on our social profile, write a little snippet about the person. Onyx Singhal is a multi, you know, sells, you know, $20 million a year worth of products. He's awesome. And he's going to be featured and available to do deals with you at WebinarCon. Check us out at webinarcon.com. So I put a little social post. But here's the deal. We didn't post this on our public pages. We didn't post this. We posted this on our personal profiles. Do you remember, if you haven't watched this yet, I suggest you go back to a podcast I've done right here. It's a podcast, the first one I did with Mike Bontempo. And it's all about how he's made $1 million with organic posts on his personal page. That's what we did. Because we know we don't want to attract. This is only for the players in the industry who are our friends on Facebook on our personal pages. So what we would do is post a person's picture, tag them, write a strong description about them. And next thing you know, people are commenting. What's this? What's this about? Who's coming? I know him. He's awesome. Hey, you should come. Hey, guys, how do I find out about it? And there we were, waiting to send them a private message. Hey, are you interested in coming to WebinarCon? I'd love to tell you more. Let me know. Yes, I'm interested. Great. Are you available on March 23rd to the 25th? Or whatever the date is. No, March 6th to 8th? Like, yeah, I'm available. Awesome. Dude, we're doing a killer event. Do you see? Boom, boom, boom. Getting interaction from them. And we just started. And with every sale we got, new social posts. And we were really smart. Some posts I would do, some posts Ron would do, some posts Andy would do. And all of a sudden, people are like, what is going on? Why are these all these friends of mine are going? What's going on? And we found out that these friends all started texting each other. Hey, are you going? Are you going? Are you going? We ended up building an entire commission-free sales force of people selling our event for us behind the scenes using, again, text messages and private messages. No one ever bought on the sales page. I want you to really take away the core lesson here of interactive marketing, the marketing and the psychology behind engaging your consumers, not going right after them with a machete and trying to convert them. Get them into a conversation. Just give them a question early on that they'll say yes or no to, right? By the way, my practice of interactive marketing didn't stop at just selling these tickets. At this event, I have been deploying interactive marketing and psychology to get even more ROI out of the event. And just so you know, it's been killing it. And I'll talk more about that on tomorrow's episode. Tomorrow, I'll tell you something cool I did that created a back of the room rush. You know, people running to the back of the room, clawing over each other. These are millionaires. I got them to claw all over each other to get to the back of the room. And it's a really fun story. I was really proud of myself. I was like, whoa, if I can close this room, this is great. I'll tell you what I did, but I'll tell you that tomorrow, on tomorrow's episode, okay? So before we knew it, we had sold out. Seriously, that's all. A couple times we made some video posts, but that wasn't even really that big. The psychology that I want you to understand behind this is that conversion isn't just about copywriting. It's not just about power words, packed words, trigger words, sexy words. It's genuinely about understanding the environment. The psychology means the person's wishes and desires, your connection, and altering your message and creating interaction. You can create interaction. You can sell anything. So this was how we sold thousands of dollars, tickets that are thousands of dollars, to millionaires who are busy as crap in a matter of just a few weeks without doing much, without the sales page being anything other than a place where people could go see pictures of who's coming. That's it. Powerful. So it was really exciting. That was how we got 100 of these marketers in the room. By the way, over $1 billion in sales in that room, which is crazy. What I want to do is tomorrow, I want to tell you a little bit about more about how we ran the event, what we did, and what we've learned, and what I did to create the Back of the Room Rush. I'm also going to talk a lot about just, you know, what are the things I'm learning here that I'm picking up. And I actually today, so today I'm filming this, I actually got a chance to sit down with Perry Belcher. I'll tell you about my conversation with him. How about that? That'd be a good episode. I sat down with Perry Belcher for about an hour. It was a powerful conversation. He's arguably one of the best copywriters in the world and we had a great conversion. Like I realized how quickly like two copywriters can just understand each other and talk. So more on that in the next coming days. Listen, head on over to learn.com/5steps, LURN.com/5steps. If you're watching on YouTube, click subscribe, click the like button, leave a comment. And the URL is in the description below. I got my new book, The Silent Salesman, How He Sold $250 Million Using This 5-Step Copywriting Formula. I will give this to you on March 19th when you attend our live workshop, which is awesome and killer. Also on March 19th, get excited and get ready. We're going to kick off a 21-day challenge, which I promise you will turn you into a better copywriter than 80% of the copywriters out there. That is my guarantee and commitment. I know it's crazy. Come to see and believe on March 19th. Be there live when we do this. We have limited seats always with GoToWebinar, but this will be a big event, so we have more seats than usual. And other than that, I just want to let you guys know WebinarCon was amazing. If you are a webinar marketer and you have a successful webinar, we're going to do the next one next year. Make sure you get ready to get your tickets. Wink, wink. See, I'm already doing some psychology on you. And by the way, if you don't have a webinar and you want to have a webinar, we're going to do something later this year in 2020 where we'll help you actually write your webinar. You'll get to fly down to the Learn Center and we'll help you write your webinar. How cool is that? We'll tell you more about that later. But for now, get excited. Learn.com/5steps. Get over there. Register. Save your seat. I will see you there. Make sure you're there on March 19th. Tomorrow, new podcast episode coming out. I'll tell you a lot more about what's going on at the event behind the scenes. With that said, as I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, push it the heck back. This is Onyx Singhal. Make it happen right now. Learn.com/5steps. All right. I'll see you guys soon. Thank you so much. Have a killer day. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.